Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Double Dose of Disney podcast. As always, my name is Brittany, and I am joined here today by my all-star music resort loving husband, Tony. We just returned from our latest trip to Walt Disney World and had the absolute best time. So, of course, we had to share a trip recap in this episode. We're going to talk all about things we learned, what we did, and our biggest takeaways. So, are you excited to relive the trip?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. We're tired.
Yeah.
We do this podcast because it's a good outlet for us.
Right.
We like to talk about our experiences, like pass on knowledge. Like, but this is also we're parents now. This is a good trip.
Yeah.
It was exhausting. It was fun. It was everything all above. We want to not break down maybe everything. We just want to kind of give some brief little some of the the parks, all the points, and kind of go through some of them, maybe five minutes or so on each point, and talk about what this trip was, what it was like, how it was different,
mm-hmm.
some of our high points, and maybe later on we'll do individual podcasts on maybe tips for
the dining plan or
traveling with kids at this age, or the park we said it more specifically, or the more specifics. But yeah, it was a good trip.
Yeah, so we went to Walt Disney World from June 5th to the 10th. So we just got home yesterday. We typically try to record this podcast on Saturdays. It comes out on Wednesday. But we are recording it Tuesday evening because we got back yesterday afternoon. So it was Monday afternoon. So today is Tuesday.
Wait, we still want to give the content every week. We've got plenty. We want to share it. Sometimes it gets tight, but we're going to get it done.
Yeah, and we had so much fun on this trip. I would personally say, I feel like, so this was our 7th trip to Walt Disney World. I would say, I feel like this was
it's top two.
Yeah, this was one of our top.
It's our second one. Our second, after the first trip, this was probably
the very first trip.
This is probably top the second one.
You know what? There was another trip that we took when we stayed at Pop Century. It was a September trip that we took one time, and that one was really fun too. So I would say this is number two, and that one's
parts
number
in life,
three.
Though,
pre-girls,
now with the girls, so it's
Well, I would say the one when we stayed at Pop Century ranks below it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first up, we will start with our travel day.
I mean, it's cake. It's easy. You get on a plane, you're there.
The lies.
It's, put a bag on you're done.
So when we did this trip, we, because we're annual pass holders, we wanted to be able to go back to Walt Disney World as much as possible. So when we did this trip, we decided to make it as economical as possible, meaning we could go back more. We live outside San Antonio, and our airport in San Antonio is 30 minutes from us. The airport in Austin, which is 2 hours from us.
Hour and a half.
Had flights that were half the price of what they were in San Antonio. So we're going to have to pay $800 because we need three seats since we have twin daughters. If you don't listen regularly, we have identical twin daughters that are about to be 7 months old. To be able to sit together, we need to buy a third seat. So we buy the whole row. And it was going to be $800 if we flew out of San Antonio, $400 if we flew out of Austin. So we booked the Austin flights and drove up that morning. Tony is the best trooper in the world because this day was the most chaotic travel day ever. We got in the car at 5 o'clock in the morning to drive up there. Our flight was at 9. We drove up there. We parked in an economy lot, shuttled over to the airport.
It worked out pretty good because the girls actually pretty much stayed sleeping.
Yeah.
So that worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
But then once we got
in the airport.
Yeah, it was feeding and it turned into nap time. So then all that kind of It was fun.
Well, and the Austin
Airport. We got a lot of bags we're carrying along the way, so that it's just always a lot. We don't got enough hands for it.
Yeah, the Austin Airport is, like, pretty small, so their TSA was kind of like a nightmare. My bag was overweight by 8 pounds because of all the baby food that I packed and diapers and wipes and all of those things. So I had to, like, change things over to Tony's bag and put stuff in my carry-on.
Well, I'm double feeding in line.
Yeah, in line.
At 9 o'clock in the morning.
We had to
get out of here.
We had to add Bentley on as a lap child in the airport because I couldn't get a hold of Southwest the day before. So then I'm having to like show her birth certificate in the middle of the airport. Then we get through and then the girls are like tired of being confined. And
the TSA like, was a small two little pass through.
Yeah.
It was real small and it took forever and it took a while.
Yeah.
It was in the middle of nap time. Finally got on. It was just a kind of wrestle through flight. It was a bumpy flight.
No, the flight was the bumpiest flight we've ever had. I had always heard that if you're flying in the summertime to across the Gulf, you should try to fly out the first flight in the morning because that'll make it a smoother flight. We flew out at like 9:30, and I mean there were flights before that, but like we flew out as early like as we could get on the plane with the girls. It was the bumpiest flight like we've ever experienced, like to the point that the flight attendant or the pilot came on at one point and was like, "Flight attendants, be seated! Flight attendants, be seated!" And they stopped drink service.
It wasn't like it wasn't that erratic. Like it was.
Well, he sounded like that.
He just said, "Flight attendants, take your seats."
No, he was not that calm.
He didn't say it four times either.
He said, "Flight attendants, be seated! Flight attendants, be seated!"
All
I
we were worried about is we ordered a drink and we're like, "Okay, when's the drink coming? Like, you know, come on."
Yeah. So then they finally bring us our drinks and it's like toward the end of the flight. The girls are super restless because like Tony said, it was during their nap time. I thought that they would sleep, but I think because of just like the bumpiness of the flight, they were awake.
They slept. It just wasn't all the way through.
Yeah, they slept for probably like 30 minutes. So we put them in the middle seat. We were trying to get them to watch like the high contrast dots or something. So we're trying anything at this point. They bring out my drink. I drink like half of my drink. Henley kicks up onto like the tray table. Kicks up on like to the tray table. Spews my drink everywhere. And I was like, all right, fun's over. And I like put like one of them in my lap.
We're first time parents. But you know, if you're parents, you eat quick. You drink quick. Because like, I was already done. Like I knew something was happening when we got everybody in that row. So I was already done. I was good.
Oh, I was just like taking my time. Henley spills like my drink like all over the place. All over my jacket. All over the blankets. Like we're like, I'm like, all right, fun's over. Like get us off of this plane. But once we landed, it was pretty good. I will say, being very honest, we took mirrors because we are with the girls. We don't want to travel with their car seats, and mirrors is a good way. Like if you have little ones, you don't have to have a car seat because it's a commercial motor coach.
We had our different stroller this time too.
Yeah, we had our
it just goes right in half, so it was a double side by side, but it goes right in half, so it's a lot easier.
Yeah, but with mirrors, unfortunately, like it took us, we got off the plane at like 1:30. Probably, let's say we got to mirrors at 2. We didn't get to our resort till what, 4?
Yeah, that was the first time ever. I think mirrors is kind of like Southwest now. They're consolidating and packing as many people on the, and it still was never full, but it took forever. We probably waited 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then they pick up from the terminal C now too.
Because of the Brightline train.
So you stop there on the way out. So it takes a lot. I mean, it was always like, not a quick journey, but now I feel like it's an added additional. The way back, it was different. It was pretty straightforward. We stopped at Animal Kingdom.
We stopped at resorts that were near us,
But that was, we were ready to get out of there. It just, when we have to have car seats like that, it's just, we don't have much options.
Yeah, so I'm honestly looking into other ways for us to travel. Like, we love using one of the guys that I met through TikTok. His name is Uber Steve Orlando on TikTok. He's a private driver in the Orlando area. He used to be an Uber driver, now he just does private drives. He's extremely reasonably priced. I want to say he's like $50 each way, but he takes you directly to your resort. He's great to, like, Steve's great to ride with and everything. Unfortunately, we would need to bring our car seats with us to be able to ride with him. And since we don't want to travel with the car seats, like, we just haven't. So I need to reach out to Steve to see if, I had to talk to him recently, but I need to reach out to him to see if
there's
any other
options. I'm even debating at this point, like, because you can check everything at the gate. Like, I might just, you know, that may be a better option for us.
What, just bring the car seats?
Just wheel them through, carry the girls on us. and check it out at the gate.
What do you mean wheel them through?
The car seats, put the car seats on our stroller, and not even put the girls on.
Yeah, but
on
the car seats don't even attach to that stroller.
Just to roll them through so we don't have to carry them.
Oh.
I mean, at this point, like, we love doing, like, the buses and, like the transportation. Just, like, the, you know, if that's the way it's going to be going.
You're talking about mirrors?
Yeah, it just, like, it's, it already wasn't convenient in a way. It was fun.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, adding more time, and it's just, like, you know. It,
well, we were just ready to get to our resort.
Like, there was not a single bus that came for any line.
No.
And they packed, usually it's kind of like a line per bus.
Yeah.
And this time they kind of put, like, three lines per bus.
Yeah.
Like, they're, you know, it's kind of just a little bit more, a little less buses per
the
hour.
The only other thing that I told Tony that I was considering is, so I'm going to reach out to Steve and I'll update the podcast, like, with, like, what I find out, if there's any private services that will provide car seats. You can get, like, you can request an Uber with a car seat, but in our situation, it's very unique where we need two infant car seats. By the time we go back again, and we're going back for the girls' first birthday, so they can use like they can use the car seats that are reverse facing to forward facing at that point. They could now, actually, but we just need two of them. Unfortunately, minivan isn't running to the airport either, because we would just do that. But I'm going to reach out to Steve and find out, see if there's any other things he recommends. The other thing I told Tony is we could potentially, like, rent a car, which I actually, in our future plans, was thinking if we go, when we go in November, maybe we rent a car and go to, like, other things in Orlando for the day. Because there's a car care center at Walt Disney World. So we could rent a car, rent it for arrival day, go to other things in the Orlando area that next day, and then return
the
car.
Well, rent a car? I just don't drive.
Well, I'll drive.
I don't drive on vacation.
I'll drive. And
that's
because
the reason
rent,
I like Disney. I don't drive.
You can rent car. You can get car seats with the rental car. So I was like, maybe that's a way to do that. So, but our
talk about the best part is when we get to the resort now.
Okay.
Because we
you
stayed
talk about it
at All Star Music.
Uh huh.
Which we never in our entire lives thought we'd stay there.
Right, because everybody hates.
Just
them.
Saying that. Not well, saying we wouldn't, but we're like, you know, everyone's like, oh, what's the, you know, it's the value, it's kind of the bottom, blah, 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 blah.
It's the least expensive.
This, I mean, we got kind of hooked up, which is, it doesn't happen every time.
Right.
We wanted a king bed. We got a preferred room right next to the lobby.
We paid for a standard room.
We're looking at the pool. We're looking at the lobby with the girls. We got perfect. I mean, there's new paint on the walls, everything. Like, couldn't have been any better. I had nothing to critique about anything.
No.
The entire time. Nothing.
Yeah, so I had requested a king bed. That's all I had requested. And because that would just make it easier to have two cribs in there with that. And then we got the room. We were at the airport, and Disney sent us a room number. So I looked it up on touring plans to see, like, what, like, type of room we got. And I was like, oh, we got a king bedroom. Well, I didn't realize we actually got a preferred room. So it was it was the building directly behind the lobby, facing the pool, like Tony said. It was on the second floor. It was a perfect room. The thing that I like about king rooms, too, if you stay at one of the value resorts, if you request a crib, we always put the girls' cribs in the bathroom area. Just because it's like,
they snore like pigs, so we don't want to hear it.
Well, and there's a curtain that's like a divider for it. And then there's, like, since we have two cribs, it also gives them a little bit of extra space. We're not all, like, crammed into one area.
We can't ever go to the bathroom and get a drink of water, but
no, that is the negative.
We don't have to hear them either. So
that is
out.
The negative. It gives them a dark space.
We gotta load up on water before we get in the bed.
Yeah. It gives them a dark space to go into. When we stayed at Boardwalk, it was a little bit easier because there was, like, a hallway. So we put one of them in the hallway, and then we put the other one in, the bathroom area. So we can still get into the bathroom. All-Star
Music. I mean,
music.
We're sneaking in and out of that thing half the time, like we're like a kid in high school, like just like in the bedroom window, like, you know, and we're like, what can we get away with? Can we flush it? Can we not flush the toilet? Like, yellow,
no,
let it,
like,
mellow. Like, this.
Gross. Yeah,
so that was the rule.
No, that was not the rule.
Yeah,
that
shut,
never happened.
Shut the lid.
Tony, that is so gross.
The only thing I would say, like, when we first got the room was like, oh, we stayed at a room that was next to the pool. It was not like, you know, you're smelling chlorine, blah, blah, blah. No, like, it was not that.
And you couldn't even hear, there was always music playing at the pool. They were doing games and stuff. You couldn't even hear the music.
There was your typical hotel noise.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, no, it wasn't nothing.
We
always have our sound machines, too, so maybe that muffles some things, but no, it wasn't. It was typical resort, man.
I felt like of all of the value resorts that we've stayed at, All Star Music is the resort that has the best like insulation and everything like to insulate the sound. What was cool too is at All Star Music Resort, and so it's bus transportation to all the parks. If you've ever stayed at Pops and Tree Resort before, this is the exact same with theming to be music or it would be sports or movies. The rooms are the exact same, they're the exact same size and everything.
Transportation from this resort, like,
is only buses, which
only buses. But I googled every single morning before we went to every park, and I think the longest distance was 4 miles. I think,
yeah,
maybe 5 miles.
Which one was that? Was it Epcot?
I want to say Magic Kingdom or Epcot.
I feel like Magic Kingdom was like a pretty short.
Either way, like it's 10 minutes tops.
Yeah,
and especially when you're hitting green lights the entire way, like. It's a perfect, like, when you're sitting out there most of the time, you're like, okay, I'm ready to get an AC, so you want to sit in a bus from it anyway.
Right.
So by the time you're like, oh, okay, well, you're there.
Yeah, and since it's only bus transportation, buses come, like, quickly. Like, I don't think we ever waited more than, like, maybe 5 minutes.
The times they always had, it actually changed. It was never over. It was always under.
Yeah, so the bus transportation is right outside the lobby. We were right on the other side of the lobby. The food court was right, of course, like right in the lobby area. And then this resort has like, it's called like, Singing Waters maybe or something like that. Pool bar too. So if you wanted to grab a drink, there was a drink like right there off the pool bar.
We're going to get into even more later, I'm sure, than their podcast with just maybe specific on the resort, but like I talked about in previous podcasts, we're bringing pizza back. And the pizza was amazing here. You can buy it like a super slice or like a whole pizza. And I think it was like $20 for the pizza. Like it's worth buying.
It's a whole pizza that would feed your family.
And it's worth buying that. I heard the lady ringing me up. Like if you're eating more than two pieces, get the whole pizza. Because the price is not, you know, just it's kind of expensive for one piece. But yeah, no, it was, you tried it.
It wasn't like
really good.
It wasn't like,
it's not puffy pizza.
No, but it's also not like craft pizza that you're going to get from like a like upscale pizza joint. But the pizza quality was good. Like, it's not, like it's better than, like, Pizza Hut or
people
something.
People have a picture in your head when you're thinking about Disney pizza, and this is not it.
No, it was really good.
Now, this is what you, typical joint at your house, like, this is really good.
Yeah, they...
Not thin crust, but not puffy pizza. It's got a little more sauce than typical. I mean, it was, got the pepper really good.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was, this is such a fun resort to stay at. So we got there, we checked into our room, we unpacked our bags. We had to, of course, request cribs. Even if you're, what I was told by guest services, because I had to call to get the cribs put in our room. Even if you request them ahead of time, they'll kind of just reserve them for you at the resort, but they won't bring them to your room for you. As a side note, Disney has more than enough, I've been told by cast members in the past, Disney has more than enough cribs at each resort for people to request them. So you don't necessarily need to request them before you get there, because this is the second time I've done that and they haven't been in the room. But they'll
and
bring them to you.
Even though they say they can't put two in one room.
Yes. So that was what I was going to say too, is they, when you request cribs, again, it's a very unique situation for us. We have twins, but I have to request two cribs and they're like, and guest services always tells me, no, you can't have two cribs in a room. It's a fire hazard. I said, is there any way, like, I can't have two babies sleeping in one crib. That's not going to work. They don't sleep with us, so it's not going to work. They're like, we'll talk to the on-site hotel manager or whatever. And then whenever they bring it to the room, I just ask the cast member, like, hey, can we get a second crib? Because they always just bring one. And they're more than happy to bring another one. So we left the resort, and we went to Disney Springs. We stopped at the gift shop on the way, and the girls got their first souvenir. They got this, like, little, like, light-up mini fan that... they're still, like, mesmerized by, and we use that anytime during the trip where we thought that they were, like, getting fussy or something like that. But we had the best day at Disney Springs.
We got that at the gift shop, not Disney Springs, though.
No, yeah.
So, leaving the resort, what were you most, not excited about, what were you most, like, surprised by at the resort?
I was most surprised, I think, by just how much we loved the resort and how, like, once we got there, I told Tony, I was like, I loved staying at Pop Century. I loved staying at Art of Animation. Like, I like staying on the Skyliner. But with that said, is it worth the different costs, like, to stay there versus an all-star resort where you can save money and the only difference is the Skyliner? Like, I was surprised at how much we loved it.
I was trying to nitpick it.
And really?
There was not, you know, other than what I didn't know about, like, the room service, or not yeah. room service, the cleaning coming every other day. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
Well, that's any value resort,
I know, I just didn't know. I didn't remember that. I didn't know that. Other than that was it, really.
That's any value. You know what? That's any value or moderate resort. Only deluxe resorts get, like, get cleaned every day. It's value and moderate resorts get cleaned every other day. Next up is... The parks. Things we loved, things we learned, and our favorite moments or memories.
The things we love is because everything changes every time. We talked before we left, like, we don't know what we're even going to do every time. It was a must-have Genie Plus, or else we probably wouldn't have rode definitely just half of the things we rode, because we just can't wait in long lines or anything.
So. A Genie Plus we got for 3 out of 4 days. We didn't get it for Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, we didn't need it. We got it for Epcot, which you didn't. Well, besides Frozen, that's the only thing we needed for. It was lower crowds than we've seen it in a long time, because there's no festival going on at Epcot. Hollywood Studios was low crowds. It was just, and that's what we were actually finding out. Like, people say that the off season is the winter time, which we normally go in.
Right
now, it's turning to the summertime.
Yeah,
I asked a bartender, a couple of people in, like, the ride lines, I say it's actually like. It's not like this isn't peak season anymore, technically.
Right.
So, it's hot. That's why.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen that low crowds.
Yeah, and so like Tony said, we didn't get it for our Animal Kingdom Day. One of the things we try to do this trip, if you have purchased my Mastered Magic Guides, if you don't know, I created a series of guides on how to master the Disney World parks. In them, I talk about planning. So I have one for how to plan Disney like a pro, one for the Genie system, like how to master the Genie system, one how to master the dining plan. With the plan like a pro and Genie system, I talk about how you should really try to prioritize 3 to 5 things to get done during your day. And then the rest of it is just like icing on the cake. So what we did this trip was we really tried to, like, lean into that. In the past, we didn't have to come up with those because we knew that we were just going to get it done. With the girls now, we go a lot slower, and which is great, and we enjoy that more. But it eliminates us from necessarily getting everything done. So we did that this trip. Our Animal Kingdom Day was probably the most challenging. I think we were really just trying to get, like, our bearings down with, like, what was going to work best for the girls.
Our first day is always hectic. Like, because they're a different stage of life.
Yeah.
Where we're at. So we figure out how it's going to work, what timing looks like, and schedule, like, sleep, whatever it is. And then you got to plan even more than we thought we had to plan to begin with.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Maneuver.
I'm hoping that when we go back in November that we will kind of just be able to stick to, depending on what their nap schedule is. So what we figured out after the first day was letting them sleep in the room for their first nap was, like, the best for us. We'll see what their nap schedule is in November. And then, like, maybe we'll stick to kind of something like that. That way, they kind of get their first nap into the day, and then they just kind of catnapped on us the rest of the time. That's what we learned after Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom Day was a little bit of a hot mess. We had a Tusker House reservation during their nap time. That was my mistake. We should have been letting them nap, but we kept them up. They were finally asleep by the end of the meal, and then it was just really hot. Animal Kingdom is said to be warmer than the other parks, temperature-wise, because of all of, like, the foliage and everything. I wouldn't disagree with that after going on that day because it was so hot. And there's nothing really indoor to do for the girls' age range. There's just not a lot to do at Animal Kingdom for them in general.
I'd never been a go for it and you get it done person. But that's what you have to do. We have to do now, like, at certain points. So we walked in, they're awake, they're whatever, they're not tired or got to eat. So we went and tough to be a bug. And they didn't cry.
Yeah.
So the initiation was there. It was done. They were troopers.
Yeah.
They saw it for the last time, the one time only, probably.
Yeah.
Probably not. It'd probably be another 2 years. But
But no, there's just not a lot for them to do at Animal Kingdom. So we ended up leaving the park that day at, I think, like 3 or 4. Or the girls were just hot. And we went back to the resort and swam. We did enjoy, so Tusker House, I don't know, you want to talk about that briefly?
Yeah, I mean, it was just, we liked Tusker House. I liked the food. I think we found out that Ohana was probably the one we probably will go to next. Yeah,
whenever
we do. It was just typical having babies in a park. They were, it was in between nap time, and we actually, they end up sleeping out at the very end, and we still got our pictures and everything, but yeah, I mean, as far as like the character meal, I think, like, you can get so much better free interaction in the park.
Right.
And then just eat where you want to eat.
I think like something that we took away from this trip is it's all very circumstantial. We had always heard people say in the past, like, oh, Animal Kingdom's a half-day park. Animal Kingdom, we don't even go to Animal Kingdom. We're like, what? We love Animal Kingdom. But now that we have 6-month-old, 7-month-old daughters, we're like, I get it. Like, Animal Kingdom is the park that has the least for them to do right now.
We
That's
still
not
did
forever.
Safari. We still did stuff. And they yawn. But it was just not, we just, yeah, it definitely for right now, it's a half-day for us.
Yeah, they're not into, like, all of that stuff yet. They will be. And then, so, in character dining is the same way. Like, we're blessed that this isn't our one and only trip to Walt Disney World. But if it is, then take advantage of the character dining. Or if it's a special occasion, or if you have a child who, like our niece that we're going to go to Disney with next year, loves the princesses. Yes, it makes sense to go to Cinderella's Royal Table or Akershus for her to be able to meet the princesses. But for the girls' favorite character is Minnie Mouse right now. And Minnie Mouse wasn't at this character dining. We met her later on.
Yeah, Hollywood Studios, we met Minnie and Mickey.
And it was such a fun character interaction. They loved them.
The pictures are, like, really good now. Yeah. It was not the box little thing.
No, there was actually a photographer in there.
Like, and it was free. Like, you know, like, we didn't have to pay anything for that. And
yeah, because we paid $94 for Tusker House. We had budgeted that ahead of time because we also had the quick service dining plan. But
yeah, that was our one.
Yeah, that was our one table service meal. I wouldn't necessarily say that the food is worth it, only because you can get most of that food from a quick service location. Tony had said that, and I was like, yeah, that's a good idea. Because you're really there for, like I got Mickey waffles there.
From what I saw from that and what we got, it was kind of a letdown.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if how it always is, but when we showed up, our waiter was like, okay, so, you know, so-and-so just went by. He's coming back around right now. And then, like, 2 minutes later, before we're like, he would even offer any kind of food, really. He's like, so who haven't you seen? Like, they
well,
wanna,
he said, don't go get your food yet.
Yeah, they want to kind of shuffle them all through real quick and make sure you just see everybody and then go eat and be done, I guess. I don't know. It was just, I don't know. It was like a spontaneous hangout for, like, you'd think it would be.
Yeah, and what I was just thinking when you said that is, so, Tony, they have the, what do they call them? They're tiger tails, but what do they call them at Tusker House? They're the same thing, but, so, if
I guess lion tail?
If you ever had, like, a Cheshire cocktail or a tiger tail at Disney World, it's, like, a croissant with a chocolate, like, icing across it that's, like, different colors.
I
love
the chocolate icing. They have, like, chocolate chips, I think, in the middle and then just icing on top.
So they had some of those at the buffet. They were, like, smaller in size. But when we got there, our dining reservation was at 10:10. At 10:30, they started switching over to lunch. And I had always heard that that was a really great way to do it because you get both breakfast and you get lunch. However, maybe that's why, like, when you went to go get the tiger tails, they weren't refilling them because
no,
it was at the end of
breakfast.
Like
I told you, every buffet, I mean, there's the kids go and they knock out that little basket of in dessert. I was like, and it's gone.
But
the rest of time.
But that's what I'm saying. It was like, it's like a breakfast, like, dessert, like, it's like a breakfast pastry. So I wonder if that's why they didn't refill it.
It is not breakfast. They have it all day long in every park.
No, but when I went, so then I went back up there at the end of the meal to see what else they had, like, for lunch, and I was going to see if they had any of those for Tony, and the whole, like, that whole section was
if
gone.
If they weren't planning on refilling that, the basket would have gone.
No, the basket was gone
okay.
when I went up there.
Okay, well, not when I was up there, it was just empty.
No, the basket was completely gone and everything like that. So, I don't know. I've heard great things about, like, Hollywood.
I would have kicked a kid out of line if I'd have known that. I thought I was going to wait for the fresh batch.
I... I think, like I've heard great things about Hollywood and Vine's breakfast. I've heard great things about Topolino's, of course, about Ohana. We just wanted to try the Tusker House one. It wasn't necessarily my favorite. I'm not saying that for everyone, but, like, I love Mickey waffles, and I got some at that meal, but it wasn't, like, anything that was, like, I mean, I'm not going to pay $47 for Mickey waffles. On our day over, the next day, though, we went to Magic Kingdom, and Magic Kingdom is far and above, like, the best park for our family right now. With the girls, we had such a fun day. We actually made it to the fireworks, which was so exciting. On that day, what would you say, like, oh, well, I guess the highlight was getting to make it to the fireworks.
Yeah, we weren't even close.
No.
So this was this one was huge. Like, making it to fireworks, we still be strategic and, like, you know, it's always just like a, we're moving here, we're maneuvering here. Where they got an app here, we strap them on to set, we go do a ride here, and then we go baby care center here, and then time does go quicker, though. When you have kids, because there's so much going on.
Well, we didn't get into
dang, we've only rode three rides. We still didn't ride Tron. We saw it this time, but we didn't ride it.
Well, we didn't get into the park until,
it was actually closed for a while.
Yeah, we didn't get into the park until about noon. Once we got into the park, we both had our carriers with us, and we would just, like, put them on us whenever we needed to take a nap.
Pro tip, if you have little ones, the best thing to do is just put them on you.
Yeah.
Don't put them in your stroller, because a lot of times just freak out half the time. We figured that out last year, last two trips, like, the best thing is, just put them on you. Even if it's hot and sweaty, they'll go to sleep.
Yeah, and as a funny thing that happened, so we took them to Carousel of Progress. Last time we went to Carousel of Progress, they always say at the beginning of Carousel of Progress, this is a moving theater, it's a 20-minute show, if you can't commit to staying 20 minutes, please come back later. Well, last time, that we were kind of nervous that the girls were going to be, like, crying during the show, but we decided to stick it out, and we watched other people get up and walk out with their babies. Ours were fine.
You're like, oh, sucks for you.
We were like,
well, this time it was us.
Yeah. So we get up, we walk out of the theater, and as soon as the door shuts behind Tony, I was like, oh my gosh, we are backstage. So the theater rotates. And when the doors rotate in the theater, there's some points where you would walk out backstage. We walk out and we're backstage. I'm like, oh my gosh, we're backstage. There's cast members walking by. And this cast member, like, looks at us and was like, hi, friend. I'm going to need to ask you to go back inside now. And Tony's like, they're not going to be happy about it, but we will. And we turn around and, like, walk back inside. It was fine. The girls weren't really that fussy. To us, what is fussy for them is probably not fussy to other people. But it was just, like, a funny moment.
No, like, yeah. Frozen, for instance, they weren't fussy. It's just, like, they make noise.
Yeah.
For us, we're like, oh, well. Well, you know, we don't want to hear anybody making noise next to us necessarily, so we want, like, you know, shh. But it just, no, everyone's making noise somewhere, so
yeah.
Everything works out. Just, like, you know.
Yeah, we had
you can't expect any importance, because it never will, and just, you know, everyone, when they see, especially when you have babies, just like when they're playing, they're like, I didn't hear a word, and there's times where they're fussing or whatever it is, and they're like, I never heard anything the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah, we had so much fun. Like, we joined the virtual queue for Tron. We would have gotten to ride it, but the ride went down for a while, so our boarding group wasn't called until the fireworks. We stood at the back of Main Street closer to, like, where, like, the Town Square Theater is. Like, not right there, but kind of on the corner of where the Emporium's at.
Would you stand there again?
So, I liked standing there for the purpose of it. Got us out of the park quicker. However, one thing that I didn't realize is the projections down Main Street, I thought they went all the way down Main Street, down those buildings. They don't. They actually stop where the Crystal Arts is, so where that first section of buildings
really
is.
It's not even halfway. It's like a third of the way.
Yeah, they don't go, and they're not quite as bright as what they have been on TV. We hadn't gotten to see Happily Ever After since 2020 because it was Enchantment after that, and then it went away, and then we hadn't been back in the parks to see it since Happily Ever After had returned. We had been, but we just didn't make it to fireworks with the girls. So it was so much fun. I was, like, ugly crying, holding Henley, and I was, like, crying behind her because we've been talking to the people beside us, and I was like, I look like a absolute nut right now. But it was so much fun. I had, like, my little, like, I have, like, a hip carrier, and I had her, like, standing on top of it, and I tried to, like, get her to sit down, and she was so mesmerized by it. She just wanted to, like, be able to sit up and look, and it made me so, so happy. I would sit there again. I wouldn't say that it, I would stand there again just for the ease of getting out. You can still see the whole show, so it's not like you're missing anything. But I don't know. What would you say?
No, I just would have been another 30 or 40 feet up.
Closer. Just so we're
in the projections. Other than that,
yeah.
I don't have any desire to be in the mosh pit of right in front of the castle anymore. It's that, definitely not.
No, and I, you know, honestly, like, I would love to see it from Fantasyland, be able to see it, like, on the carousel, because sometimes the princesses come out, and I think that would be really fun, too. That was a fun thing that we did this time. We took the girls on the carousel. I hadn't ridden that carousel since I was a kid, so it was really fun to take the girls on it. We were so close to getting to ride on Cinderella's horse, but a little kid stole it, so we let them have it. We took the girls on, like, all the classic attractions. We did Carousel of Progress, of course. We did, People Mover. We had so much fun. The next day we went to Hollywood Studios, had an absolute blast at Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios is our favorite park. I would say that that's the park that the girls, like, enjoy the most things at, second behind Magic Kingdom. They love the Frozen show. Toy Story Mania was actually really fun with them. We did, what else did we do there with them?
We did Mickey and Minnie's with them.
Oh yeah, we did Mickey and Minnie's and they loved that. And then of course we got to meet Mickey and Minnie there. So that was like a highlight for us and a highlight for them.
Yeah, same thing. It's like we probably rode one ride without them on there. Star Tours.
No, we were at Star Tours and we were at Slinky Dog.
And Slinky Dog, yeah.
Yeah, we took turns riding, like, did, like, rider swap on those.
We did Toy Story Mania with them once. Got back in line again and actually was down.
Right.
So we jumped out of there.
Yeah.
Biggest letdown every single time, One Man's Dream.
Yeah, unfortunately, One Man's Dream, if you've never been to Walt Disney World before, there is an exhibit in Hollywood Studios right outside of Toy Story Land. It's called, what is it? The Walt Disney...
Presents?
Walt Disney Presents. And it is a museum of sorts.
We should have sort of walked in there and looked at it. And even though there's no show, like, and just walked through. Because there's actually a lot of good AC in there.
Yeah, it's a museum of sorts of, like, with Walt Disney's, like... original animation desk, the original animatronic of from Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, like all of those things. But they have a show at the end called One Man's Dream, and it's a great show, but unfortunately it was replaced right now by a preview of Inside Out 2. Before that, it was a preview of Percy Jackson, so we didn't go in there. We love that show, but we just didn't go in there since the show wasn't taking place. And then the last day, we went over to Epcot. So we went to Epcot, we rode Frozen, we did, like, Living with the Land. I had bought it because I was like, oh, well, we can do, like, Soarin' and different things like that. But with the girls that day, that was the last day. They were tired, and it was just like...
We rode them on Living with the Land when they were tired. They rode with us.
They were sleeping. Yeah,
we carried them on there. They rode Living the Land.
And Frozen sleeping.
Yeah, and Frozen. They woke up at the end of that one. The second time. At 3 months old, we were... same thing. Like, yeah, we're going to love this ride. And they're sleeping again.
Yeah, so...
Didn't get to do Soaring. Just time didn't work out. Spaceship Earth, I think they're both sleeping on that one, too.
No, Bentley wasn't. But, yeah, because I told Tony, like, I was like, I wish she was sleeping.
We walked through the showcase one time. Ate at Regal Eagle. Smoking hot.
It was super hot.
Got a margarita in Mexico.
Yeah, since there's...
Great Caballeros.
Oh, yeah, we rode
it's
that.
It's been a while.
Since there wasn't a festival going on at Epcot, it was really slow. And there's not, like, a lot to do between each of the pavilions, so it was hot. We went to the annual Passholder Lounge in Morocco. We met the genie there. That was fun. But there wasn't, like, a whole lot to do there. So... We ended up, like, going back up to the front, and Tony did Mission Space, I did Test Track, and then, like, we ended up just, like, leaving for the day. As the girls get older, it'll be easier for us to, like, take turns riding things, but right now with them, like, if they're, like, hot and all of that stuff, it's just, like, we can, like, walk out, like, we can each take turns doing something, but it's just easier.
So overall dining plan, would you do it again? Waste of money.
So we had the quick service Disney dining plan. I think that honestly, something that I was provided, I loved having the dining plan again. We had the dining plan in 2020. We had the table service dining plan or the standard Disney dining plan. So we only got quick service credits this time. We got 2 quick service credits and a 1 snack credit per day. I think the snack credit was perfect. I liked doing the quick service plan, but I kind of missed having the table service to do 1 table service credit per day, 1 quick service credit, 1 snack credit. What do you think?
Currently, I didn't miss that at all because the girls, it's just right now, it's not like, honestly, it's just not most fun because they can barely sit in a high chair right now. So we're not really getting the best experience.
True.
So quick service is perfect, like I talked about before we went. And it's just funner because we get to like, okay, what's on it? And use the magic band for everything. Yeah. And having to pull out your car and do like the traditional, like it's Disney's like different way of doing it over there. So like, it's already kind of paid, you pay ahead of time and it just...
I do think that having the quick service dining plan is more of a steal than table service plan because the quick service plan, to get the most bang for your buck, you really just need to spend $25 per person per each meal, which is easily done if you get like a drink or specialty beverage with it. We ate at Polite Pig the first night. That was great. We ate at Docking Bay 7. I loved my meal from Docking Bay 7, the short ribs. I got short ribs with like some type of vegetable hash and plantains. That was really good. I was super surprised at how much I liked Backlot Express. I got like the pulled pork burger there with carrots. It was so good.
My highlight was Regal Eagle, the barbecue burger.
Yeah, that was your highlight?
I didn't even read the description of it, so I didn't even know what I was even getting.
Oh.
Texas toast with a burger patty, and then had the pulled pork on on that top of that.
Yeah.
With onion rings.
Yeah.
For one, I guess I just didn't expect it, but that was probably top 2 things I ate.
I was kind of sad because I wanted us to eat at Satuli Canteen since we had the quick service plan, because that's another great use of it over at Animal Kingdom, but we just didn't stay there late enough in the day, and after we had eaten at Tusker House for breakfast, like, we were pretty full. I think that it was really fun. Like, we wanted to eat it. I wanted us to eat at the quick service place in Mexico, but it was super crowded, and so like, we just ended up going to Rio because we didn't want to deal with like having to try to find a place to sit outside.
I think that's why I didn't even know what I was ordering, because at that time we were starving and just sweating so bad. Just,
yeah.
Give me the burger. Give me
yeah.
The barbecue burger. Get it done.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's why too, because I was so excited to try like tacos and a margarita in Mexico, but it was so crowded and we were like, we just don't want to have to like sit outside right now because that was the only option there. We're like, never mind, like we'll just go somewhere else.
In the story, I would do the dining plan again. That one,
I would say yes, I would definitely do the dining plan again. Maybe when we go for the girls' first birthday, maybe we do the standard dining plan. We'll see. We'll
break it down and do another podcast on that and like. Where it's worth it, where it's not pricing, all that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I definitely think that there are some things that are, like,
got,
worth
what,
it.
What we got on our trip and to kind of break it down a little more and worth it.
We'll do that for next week's episode. Yeah, because I also kept receipts from everywhere, so I'm going to go through and make sure, like, we got our money's worth for it so I can report back on that. But overall, I agree. I definitely think it was worth it. What are our plans for the future? For future trips?
I'm still on our last trip right now. I'm still there.
Oh, you're still there.
I'm still there. I'm still trying to, you know, recover from our last trip.
Yeah.
We're going in November for the girls' first birthday.
Yeah, we're going in November for the girls' first birthday. We're probably going to stay at one of the all-star resorts again, just because economically you cannot beat it. We thought about staying at Port Orleans Riverside, but it's like double the price. And it doesn't make sense because it's only resort or bus transportation to all the parks, too. So it's like, at this stage of life, I just feel like the value resorts are great for our family, for the girls and everything like that, because we're not using some of the amenities at the other ones. And we're super excited to be, like, heading back in November. We've never gone to Disney 3 times in a year. This will be really fun. And I feel, like, so excited and blessed to be able to do so.
Yeah, like I said, if we didn't have that preferred room... we just got hooked up with, I think, it's always a different story when you're walking from the bus or from the lobby to your room twice as far.
Well, so when we go in November, I found a preferred room at All Star Movies that we're going to book, that we'll book.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's half the battle. I mean, cause you go back there way more than you think you're going to.
Yeah. So, and I looked, and there was a room. There's actually a room at Pop Century that's like $90 more to stay in for the entire trip. But it's not a preferred room. It's a standard room. So I'm like, do we just do Pop Century, or do we just stick to All-Star and be able to get the preferred room?
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're into the values right now.
Yeah. And it's the difference between Pop Century and all, I would rather put that money toward, we're going to go to...
get the dining plan, whatever.
Like, yeah, and we're going to be able to go to, we want to go to, like, Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So I'd rather put that money toward going to, like, something like that versus a room that is the exact same, but just a different transportation option. So I don't know. I personally feel like my biggest takeaway from this trip is everything in Walt Disney World is circumstantial. Like I said, the resort you stay at, the places you eat at, like the parks that you go to, all of those things really depend on your family and your family's interests. So I think my biggest takeaway is making sure that you have your family's best interest in mind, like knowing your other party members and the kids that are in it and all of their interests in those things. And then maybe like doing those, like prioritizing the place you stay or the things you do based on that.
Yeah. So going forward, we're going to have if you can't tell, we've been spitting a lot out here.
Yeah.
We've been motor mounting through this thing. We got a lot of content. We got a lot to bring back. Like every trip now, I feel like there's like three times as much tips, knowledge, experience, life, whatever, because now we have twice as many people in our group over here, and
yeah,
it's a completely different journey every time. We say different place every time, but we're gonna break it down. A lot of new stuff out of what we just came back with. But yeah, if you get anything you wanna hear, see, you ain't gonna see much, but if you wanna hear, let us know.
Yeah.
New podcast.
Yeah, and I was super, super, content. Super excited to like film all these vlogs and stuff like that. Turns out on our hectic travel day, I left my really cool vlogging camera in the seat in the car. So it never made it to Florida with us. So that will have to be tabled for next trip. And I am so sad about that. But I did get some content like on my phone that I'll share over probably on my TikTok mostly. But I think that's going to do it for this week's episode. Go ahead and give us a follow, the Double Dose of Disney fam on both Instagram and TikTok. Keep fun rolling, and please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. That goes so far to help us continue growing our audience. We will see you right back here next week.
See you.